The truth is most women go into marriage and even motherhood with sort of this fairy tale impression. You know, we've seen chick flicks and we have our own ideas of what Prince Charming should be like, and the castle and the kids, and or as I call them, the little royal subjects. And so, you know, we all know that real life doesn't measure up to what we see play out in the fairy tales.
Boy, is that true. And that's what Vicki's going to talk about here. She's coming up in a moment. And not only that, but we're talking about investing in your marriage today, not only for today, but for down the road, because there's a day coming when the kids will be gone and you're going to have an empty nest. That's when we get another rise in divorce rates, because couples look at each other and say, now what? Now what are we going to do? So investing in your marriage and making your marriage work is what we're focusing on today.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, best-selling author, and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open and they're toll-free, so make sure you get all those eights, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
Hey, thanks, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living Center. We have a special guest joining us here in a couple of minutes, Vicki Courtney, talking about making your marriage work. We're going to get to that in just a moment. One of the things that we're passionate about as we're wrapping up this month of April here pretty soon is we want to make your family and business work as well. And we're just about a month out now from the Thrive Conference for Families and Business to be held in Phoenix at the Biltmore Resort, May 28th and 29th, and a reminder that we have some friends of the ministry that are helping subsidize the cost so we can keep our costs down. And this is early bird month, April, to get registered for you and your family. So if you haven't registered, do so. We've got some great teachers coming. We're going to have workshops. We've got representatives of family, successful family businesses around the country, people from the area of relationships and law and communication, all sharing with us. Get your tickets today. Get registered by going to familybusinessconference.com. That's our special site, familybusinessconference.com.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My comment is for the girl who's having a hard time with her husband and his unbelief. And all I can say is I had the same problem with my husband for about 11 years until I stepped out of the way and let God handle it. And now he's a pastor and has been a believer for 5 years. So thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Dr. Randy Carlson here from the Intentional Living Center today. And when we think about our lives, one of the most important things that we do in our lives for those of us who are married is to make our marriage work. And let's face it, on the day that we got married, we didn't look at each other and think, I can ruin your life in 3 weeks. We look across at each other, deeply into each other's eyes, holding hands and thinking about the romance and beauty and wonderful years ahead in marriage. And, of course, it wouldn't be like anybody else's marriage that we wondered how they'd not make it work. Ours is going to be perfect. And then the reality is marriage is something that we have to work at. And so we've got someone here to help us look at it, maybe in a new perspective today. Vicki Courtney's on the line. She's written many books, including Ever After, Life Lessons Learned in My Castle of Chaos. And, Vicki, welcome to Intentional Living.
Well, thank you for having me.
You got a castle of chaos after 26 years of marriage?
Actually, my castle is pretty quiet right now. We launched the last one out of the nest about 2 years ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But now you look at each other and wonder, now what?
That's right. We did actually initially look at, you know, each other and those friends. This is the joy of writing this book. I got to write about, you know, learning the hard way that you never stop dating your spouse, right?
Yeah.
It was a unique season of life to write the book. And one of the passions that led to that is just, you know, hearing all the stories about the couples that have been married as many years as my husband and I have been married. And they launched that last child, and they feel like they're virtual roommates.
Yeah.
And that could have been my husband and myself, but I think we caught some things early on about 7 or 8 years into the marriage that we realized we were definitely on that track of being more like, you know, roommates living in the same house for all practical purposes, getting all caught up in raising the kids and this and that. But, because it saddens me. I'd even read recently that one of the second fastest growing age group for divorce are the empty nesters.
So, right.
I think it's a fairly common problem we're seeing out there now, where the couple does realize once that last child heads out the door, you know, yikes, we probably built our identity maybe too much on being parents, and in the process neglected the marriage along the way.
I think also, I think historically, I'm not sure it's as common today with more and more women in the workplace and a growing percentage of those in the workplace, but there was a time when the kids would leave home, you had the husband traditionally trying to slow down and maybe get into a place, and the wife was saying, hey, the kids are gone now, this is my time in life, this
right.
is my time to develop and grow, and he's saying, wait a minute, I've been at this for 25 years now, and I want to slow down. So finding out what do we do together, really building a dream together and having a focus together, I think is critical. And as you've gone through this yourself, you know, how do you guys stick together? What are the things you do to really make your marriage work intentionally?
Well, sure. One of the chapters that I wrote in the book was a chapter called Save the Date. And I share with my readers that my husband and I, we did reach a point about 7 or 8 years into the marriage where we started hitting some snags in the road. And we got married, found out we were expecting within a few months. That wasn't necessarily our plans, but I guess it's God's plans. And so we stacked 3 kids and they're pretty close together. And 7 or 8 years later, we realized we had kind of morphed into that couple that was all about the kids, you know, trying to figure out really who is that person I married, you know, just 7 or 8 years ago. What can we do together?
Yeah.
So we actually landed in a counselor's office, and I share that in the book because I want women reading it to know that I never want to come across as being some kind of expert, you know, I followed this formula, I did all these things, and it worked out. And the truth is most women go into marriage and even motherhood with sort of this fairy tale impression. You know, we've seen the chick flicks, and we have our own ideas of what Prince Charming should be like, and the castle, and the kids, and or as I call them, the little royal subjects. And so, you know, we all know that real life doesn't measure up to what we see play out in the fairy tales. But God's story is so much better than that and so much bigger than that if we let Him write the script. And so that whole Save the Date chapter was really written from my passion of wanting to let these moms know that are steps behind me that you will hit snags in the road. Sometimes the snags are big enough that you got to go in and maybe see a Christian counselor and get a little bit, you know, of a nudge there, some help, some professional help. Other times it's just more of a, like you were saying, let's figure out how to be a couple again,
yeah.
a married couple, not mom and not dad, but husband and wife as well. And so coming out of the counseling, one of the best principles we learned was start dating again. You know, just yeah. because you're married, don't let that die. And so we began to prioritize once every about 2 weeks going out, you know, whether we traded childcare, if we couldn't afford it with friends or whatever. I say very boldly in that chapter, you know, save the date and save the marriage. You know, I think it's that important that you keep dating through the year so you don't end up as one of those couples on down the road, the last child heads out the door, and you have no idea who that person is lying in the bed next to you.
Well, I think for me, that was one of the tougher things was when our kids started to leave home. Now they're all established, have their own families, and they're bringing home grandkids, which made parenting worthwhile. not really, but in a sense it is, because we see this generational transition. But I'll tell you what, if we don't prepare from stage to stage to go through these stages, it can become difficult when the kids start to leave home. Hang on for a minute. Vicki Courtney, my guest here, Ever After is the name of her book. And by the way, information is available when you go to our broadcast highlights page or today's broadcast when you go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Vicki, here's my question. When I go out and teach, I teach one of the little formulas I teach is expectation minus reality always equals the big D, disappointment or disillusionment in marriage. And when we have unrealistic expectations of another person, even our spouse, no matter how wonderful and lovely they are, when we have unrealistic expectations, there's going to be disappointment. And disappointment, I think, leads to really bad things if we don't handle it correctly. What do you recommend? What are things, in addition to the dating, which I think is powerful, what are things a couple should do to start getting on the same page, developing a vision and so on together to live intentionally? It's one of the things that we're so adamant and passionate about here at the Intentional Living Center. We'll get back to you in a moment here. Hang on, Vicki. More Ever After for you, making your marriage work from the Intentional Living Center.
Your program is about one spouse saved and praying for the other's salvation. I was saved on August 15, 1979. My wife was 18 and a half years later. And the Lord worked through that, gave me the patience that I needed. See, it seemed like I didn't know if it was ever actually going to happen. But yeah, it did. And it's been a blessing ever since. And just praise the Lord. So I just wanted to share that. 18 and a half years is a long time, but the Lord works. So take care. Thanks. Bye.
Share your story with us today through our Intentional Living line, our story line at 888-888-1717. We've got Vicki Courtney on the line. She's written a book, many books, but one we're kind of playing off of here today is called Ever After, Life Lessons Learned in My Castle of Chaos. You can find out more when you come to our highlights page, our broadcast highlights page at theintentionallife.com. Vicki, you heard earlier I was sharing about a little formula that we teach, expectations minus reality equals disappointment, and we see that in marriages, and as a counselor, I've dealt with that over the years. People get disappointed. They get disappointed in God. They get disappointed in their job, their boss, their neighbor, their spouse, their kids, and themselves because the expectations are not close to reality. What can we do to get on the same page and have realistic expectations?
I still can't help but think, especially the title being Ever After, I played off the whole idea of women, you know, we are drawn to romance. So we're drawn to these chick flicks and big bucks going, you know, to watch the movie play out on the big screen. And again, just reinforce this lie that we've heard out there in culture that you will meet this one perfect guy. You know, you hear that, someday your prince will come. Mm-hmm. So most of us grew up really, really believing that and banking on it. And then we see it play out in the romance novels, the chick flicks, you know, everything out there that perpetuates that myth that there's this one perfect person. And the biggest lie that they tell that I think leaves women with this big D in your equation, the disappointment, is that this one perfect soulmate will complete them. And so I was really passionate in writing the book because I had to learn that myself the hard way. And I think we hear certain levels of it in the church, though most of us wouldn't admit to it because you would think we would know better, that we know that this sense of a soulmate, that the only one that can truly complete us is Jesus Christ.
Right.
And yet women do. They still to this day walk into marriage thinking this guy is going to be the answer to all my problems. Or, you know, I certainly, he will fill these gaps in that I have. And I'm sure the husband at some level walks in with similar expectations. But that was one of the things that I had to learn along the way. First of all, my husband's not a mind reader. And I think most men would appreciate women coming to that conclusion earlier, hopefully, into the marriage than later on, where we expect that our husbands, just like in the chick flicks, you know, they're going to know exactly what we're thinking and what we're feeling and they should bring flowers home that afternoon or, you know, whatever the case may be, what we want for our birthdays, what we want for our anniversaries, they're going to follow the fairy tale formula. But the truth is, you know, no one out there is perfect. There is no formula. And so one of the tools, you know, as far as being intentional about that would be open communication, you know, in your marriage and realistic expectations at that. Mm-hmm. You know, acknowledging that I'm probably a little carried away here with my expectations based on what I thought Prince Charming was supposed to do. And really, I love your whole formula and what you're teaching there because it really, it summarizes in a sentence the whole reason I wrote the book. You know, just meeting women in my speaking. I do a lot of speaking, and it seems like their unhappiness a lot of time boils down to exactly what you're talking about. I wanted the fairy tale, and I had something in mind. I thought I knew what the fairy tale was, and I didn't get it. And so this is where, again, you know, God's story is so much bigger and better than the fairy tale. And that doesn't mean there won't be bumps along the way, but when we turn to Him, and as a team we look to Him to build our marriages and to raise our children and to build our homes on a foundation of faith, then that's the best sort of happily ever after ending we can hope for.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, Vicki, there's a lot more that our listeners could benefit by reading from Ever After, Life Lessons Learned in My Castle of Chaos. And if you're interested in knowing more about Vicki and find out about how to connect to get the book, come to our broadcast highlights page or today's broadcast button there when you get to theintentionallife.com at our website. And Vicki, it's nice to meet you today, and I appreciate your passion to help people live intentionally in their marriage, in this case, to realize that marriage is a daily decision, a daily process, and if we live in la-la land, eventually it'll blow up in our face. That's for sure.
Well, thank you for having me.
God bless.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. So how are you doing with your one thing? Oh, you don't have a one thing? Well, then let me share with you some examples that may help you figure out what your one thing could be. Doug wants to encourage his wife every day, and Busola will spend 15 minutes a day in prayer. Maybe your one thing has to do with faith, or maybe family. Or maybe it's finances or health or work. What will you do for your intentional one thing challenge? Tell us at theintentionallife.com. Coming up, Dr. Randy has more encouragement to help make your marriage work. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. If you're in a family business, I have something very important to share with you. We've assembled an expert faculty of godly men and women to join me in leading a very practical two-day limited seating conference covering topics you've told us are important to you and your family business. It's May 28th and 29th at the beautiful Biltmore Resort. So don't miss the April early bird discount period. Register today. Go to familybusinessconference.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Dr. Randy Carlson here from the Intentional Living Center today, and we always appreciate hearing from friends around the country as we get a chance to talk and share and learn and grow. Stacy's on the line in Tennessee today. Stacy, welcome to the Intentional Living Center, my friend.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call. What's going on? What's your question today?
When I initially tried to get in touch with you, I was wanting to see if you could maybe help me and give me some advice on breaking the wall down that my wife had put up.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, it's turned horrible. She's filed for divorce. She's completely shut me out. I don't know what to do other than just fight for my daughter.
Well, I'm sorry, Stacy. Yeah, I'm sorry you're going through this, and sorry for your wife as well. Tell me, why is it she's filed for divorce? If I were to ask her, why is she out of there?
To hear her say it, she just hasn't been happy in a long time, but it sure was a shock to me. Mm. She just, it seemed like overnight, started being distant and disconnected, and I tried talking to her. I tried trying to get some things out of her and change. She was her old self again for a week or two, and then just like a light switch turned completely emotionally against me, and about a month later, she was never home. She always found reasons not to be with me and my daughter. But since all that, you know, she filed for divorce, and I didn't know what to do. I had to cross file and, you know, get somebody on my side to protect me.
Yeah.
Because she was trying to get everything she could from me. She took me to court to try and get me thrown out of my home and my daughter taken away from me.
Mm.
And she admitted on the stand to having an affair. But like I said, that's been a couple weeks ago, and I'm at this point, I don't know what to do other than I'm just going to fight to try and get as much time with my daughter as I can.
Well, Stacy, as you said, when you first contacted us before we could get this scheduled to get you on, you were at a place where you're looking at how to bring down the wall, and now the wall is higher than ever, and now it's turned into an adversarial relationship. And one of the things we know about relationships is they tend to be progressive. They don't tend to stay the same. They either are getting stronger and better and healthier, or they're getting weaker. Relationships don't tend to just be stagnant. They can for a period of time, but they go either up or down. In your case, it's been a downward trend, and now that you're in a, quote, adversarial relationship, I'm going to talk to you because, my friend, listen, you've got to take care of yourself, and I'm going to be real practical with you. You've got to get your rest. You've got to drink a lot of water. You've got to eat healthy. You've got to stay plugged into a church. You need to have some male friends around you. You need a pastor or counselor to work with. You need to stay out of any other relationship. Of course, you, as you said, you got legal counsel, so you know what's going on there, taking care of yourself. This is not a time to do something stupid, rash, quick, overreacting, running, anything like that. You need to be as stable as a rock for your daughter and for yourself, and then pray like crazy that God will do his work in your wife's life and in your life, that through this, and this is where I probably diverge from other people, I still believe God's a miracle working God, and that he can restore this whole thing into an amazingly new marriage down the road. And you just, you know, you claim that. But don't do stuff now that makes that even more difficult or impossible down the road.
No, sir. I haven't. When it started, the disconnect started, I immediately got myself back into church.
Good.
I went immediately to God.
Good.
That's where I've stayed. I haven't, in the 14 years we've been married, so much as even fantasized about another woman.
Yeah.
She's all I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
But...
Let me ask you, Stacy, how are you doing as we're talking right now, this moment? How are you feeling?
It's hard. It's hard.
Sure it is.
I have my good days. I have my bad days. I have been seeing a Christian counselor. I speak with my pastor. My grandmother's my spiritual leader. She keeps me in the Word and keeps reminding me of God's faithfulness and promises. And
that's right.
Regardless of if it's what I want. And I've been pretty darn depressed for a while.
Yeah.
Well, and that's just where I've been for the past couple months.
Stacy, here's the deal. You talk about the last couple months, and of course there's probably much that preceded that, and there's going to be much that still follows. And that's why I get so strong and passionate about being intentional when people are going through a crisis, not to do dumb things, because when we do dumb things, we pay for it down the road. Because I can tell you this, you won't be 6 months from now where you are today. You're going to have a different relationship. Maybe the divorce is final, and you've worked through some issues, or you still have disagreements or whatever. But every day doing the intentional things today that will most likely maintain as good a relationship you can with your wife and certainly with your daughter, and then being a man of integrity as you go through this. I think that's a really, really important part of being intentional when we go through a crisis like you're facing. Can I pray with you?
Please.
Lord, I just pray for Stacy. I mean, this guy is really struggling today, and as he's turned to you, he's relying on you to give him strength and courage to make it. We can hear that he's down. I pray that you'll encourage his heart today, that you remind him that you love him, and no matter how bad it gets, that he'll continue to make decisions that honor you and his family and his commitment. Pray for his wife, that you'll work in her life in a way that moves her perhaps even back to a point where the two of them can be reconciled and restored. We believe that that's possible, and we ask for it. We know you're ultimately in charge, and we just give it to you, Lord, today. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Okay, Stacy, my friend, we're going to be praying for you there in Tennessee, and we just ask that God will do his very best work in your life.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, yes, I'm calling to let you know how important it is to deliberately make a choice to follow the Lord. My marriage was saved through this, and that for years and years and years, I was begging God to heal my marriage, to restore my love for my husband. Nothing seemed to happen. Then just recently, I started a new hobby. It brought me into contact with a man that I actually felt like I fell in love with, and I was severely tempted to have an affair. During this, I had to choose. I had to choose if I was going to follow the inclinations of my flesh or if I was going to choose to follow the Lord. I chose to follow the Lord, even though it broke my heart, quite frankly. It took a long time. I just kept resisting and saying no, and I chose to love my husband, and I have to say, it worked. My marriage is better than it ever has been before. And I just want to thank the Lord because through this, I believe he did answer my prayers of those many years to heal my marriage. Maybe I had to come to that point where I was tempted to walk away and leave it all behind. Choosing to follow the Lord always works.
You know, even when we are not faithful toward him or toward others, he remains faithful toward us. And that's a great reminder. Thank you for that story. By the way, we love your stories when you share them with us, what God's doing intentionally in your life, and in turn, how you choose to live intentionally back in your life. So share with us at 888-888-1717. And if you're not a member of the Intentional Living Center, meaning your ongoing support is allowing us to reach more people, I invite you to join us today. God bless you. I want to thank those of you who've been calling or going online in support of our ministry this week and last week especially. Thank you for standing with us. But if intentional living has made a difference in your life, we'd love to have you come and join us. Your monthly support allows us to do this, and I get a chance to bring to you through the mail an ongoing teaching every month on CD to say thanks, our mentoring CD. Just come to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. By the way, tomorrow we're going to wrap up the week focusing on how to be an intentional parent, one of the most practical messages of the week as we focus on the steps to be the kind of parent that God intends for you to be. And again, as we wrap up, I want to remind you all that if you haven't registered yet, people are asking what are some of the sessions you're going to be having at the Family Business Conference, Christian Family Business Conference in Phoenix, which is very unique, by the way, because it's going to be folks like you in family business that you can network with and talk with, plus teachers and speakers that relate, including those within family businesses. But some of the sessions include, and I get to open the whole conference with, I believe that your family and business were made to thrive. And I'm going to show you from Scripture why I believe that and some principles that I've seen in working with businesses over the years. We have conference speakers and leaders talking about succession planning, avoiding the mistakes that most families make in business, identifying and leveraging the strengths of your employees, God's design for servant leadership, how to have a vibrant marriage and a successful family business. We're going to talk about health insurance in America today, succession planning, raising capital, establishing your will and your estate plan. If you're not registered, hey, listen, this is the month to do it. Today's to do it. Just go to our website at familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com. See you tomorrow from Intentional Living.